Welcome to Building Your T-Shirt Empire, powered by ShirtAgency.com. Get ready to take a trip inside the apparel industry for the best tips, tricks, and interviews. And now, here's your host, Cole Lundstrom.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. This week, we have a very special treat. We've got the founder and CEO of Rionet. Rionet is an equipment distributor. They also sell inks, pretty much all the gear you could possibly need to create a screen printing business. They're basically the reason Shirt Agency came into existence, because not only did they help us get all the equipment we needed, but they gave us a real education on how to run the business. So let's jump right in. Hey, Ryan, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, I'm Ryan with Rionet, and Rionet is a screen printing supplier. We started about 12 years ago, completely like DIY from the ground up. I actually was in a band, and we made our own t-shirts and started selling, you know, the ability in screen printing kits to other bands to kind of do punk rock DIY screen printing. Started a website called silkscreeningsupplies.com, which is now screenprinting.com, and built a supply business based off of helping people really get started. That business has kind of transitioned a lot to helping people grow, whether that's starting and growing or whether that's taking an existing business and making it more efficient or automating it. And that's, you know, kind of how we end up today. We're one of the larger suppliers in the industry and definitely largest online with screenprinting.com, and do the most education, which is kind of where we're the most proud at.
What is the number one mistake that you see startup printing companies making, and how can they avoid it?
We've helped over 100,000 people start screen printing in 12 years. And the number one mistake I see people make, and also vice versa, the number one area of success where I see people be successful, is by differentiation. So the mistake is starting a Me Too business. Like, oh, this guy's doing production printing or contract printing. I can do that too in the same market. Screen printing is an extremely competitive market. And there's a lot of people getting in the business, a lot of people already in the business, where you're able to differentiate yourself and find your own niche as you start out, whether that's a product that you make that's maybe supplemented by a local market or another niche, or it's catering to an area of the market that's not touched or serviced very well, is where you're successful.
What new products are you going to be coming out with in 2017 that you're most excited for printers to try?
If you look at market trends in screen printing, kind of take a step back. When we got into the industry in the early 2000s, and then even a little bit prior to that, screen printing was really industrialized through the 80s and 90s in the U.S. It became a worldwide industry based off of a U.S. manufacturing base. In the 90s, that all got outsourced to China, to South America, to Central America, to other areas of Asia. And when we started at Rionet in the early 2000s, screen printing was really a dead industry almost in the U.S. But with the resurgence of smaller print shops, you know, because back when it was an industry, I mean, print shops would be, you'd have print shops with 200 automatic presses. You know, now a huge print shop has 20 automatic presses, like a giant print shop has 20 automatic presses. So it's really changed to a smaller shop, more flexible market. That has allowed people to service smaller markets within our country and with our area of the world. However, as globalization is kind of starting to shift a little bit, both the manufacturing wages in the countries that we outsource the industry to have gone up, but also lead times and speed to market is so important. The market, I think, is switching back to a localized market where the print shop is doing not just small runs, but medium size and some large runs to supplement that, because they're able to turn it so much faster than an overseas market. Basically looking at the ability to compete on that level and what's happening with wages throughout the country. You know, Cole, you're in one of the highest minimum wage states, and you guys have passed laws that is taking that minimum wage up considerably in the next 5 years, and we're kind of in the same scenario up in Washington. But even across the board, a lot of the states have really increased the minimum wage. And also with the new workforce, the millennial workforce, we're seeing the industry really shift and want to help that industry shift to more efficiency and products that don't hurt the environment. So you're looking at operating more efficiently and operating cleaner, operating better, and more consciously overall. That's kind of where we're focusing the equipment side next year. So the equipment that we're really trying to enhance either market penetration with or enhance bringing to market new equipment is more automation and more focus on using consumables in an environmentally friendly way.
Do you think that DTG has a role in that yet, or is the equipment a little bit still too slow?
So DTG is definitely a player in that, and digital in general, so two sides of digital. So not just digital and direct to garment, but also one of the areas that's really exciting and the market's shifting a lot to is digital and screen, so digital screen making with DTS or direct to screen. You're saving consumable product, you're speeding up your press, speed to press time, and you're increasing your accuracy once you get on press. So you can digitally image a screen on with a DTS machine, cut down your registration time by 70%, decrease your consumable cost by 70%, and that saves labor and it saves cost, and cut out a media product, which is you can recycle film, by the way, but you don't have to recycle it if you don't use it. So you increase your quality, you increase your efficiency, you cut your consumables cost, and you're better on the environment. So with that's with direct to screen. With direct to garment, you are cutting out a lot of waste in the process, but you're also drastically increasing your expense and you're decreasing your production. So what we've seen in direct to garment, I think, is probably going to continue this year, is not a degrade of the screen printing market. It's an overall enhance of the screen printing market. It's another option that a screen printer or a DTG shop can offer the screen printing market. So a lot of shops are offering both, and they're supplementing screen printing business. But what it's done to the industry as a whole is the decoration industry has grown because of direct to garment, and both have grown. Screen printing's grown, and direct to garment's grown. So it's kind of complementary. It's not degrading the market at all for screen printers.
So would you recommend like a small one-man startup wait for their DTG machine and start out with like a basic manual press?
That goes back to your niche. So we've seen companies, like I'll use Teespring as an example. Everyone probably knows, familiar with Teespring. Teespring put in a huge infrastructure investment in 2014, 2015, with screen printing and direct to garment. They're downgrading their screen printing and enhancing their direct to garment portion. So for their niche, which was speed to market, you know, quick turn, you know, short run stuff, direct to garment made more sense. For other niches, it might be screen printing makes more sense. So if your niche is full color, short run, and your margin is not as important, you can get away with selling a $15 to $20 shirt, then direct to garment could be an amazing solution for you. If your margin is more important and you can't get away with selling more than a $10 shirt and you're doing longer run size, then screen printing is probably a better option for you to start.
So going back to the small local level of print shops, what would you suggest to the owner of a two or three man operation that they could do in 2017 to increase their business?
So I'll use an example of a shop that I recently worked with quite a bit, Travis from Stumptown Tees up in Spokane, Washington. So he's been a screen printer for a while. He's really dialed in his market. He serves the short run, medium sized, not large, kind of the buddy, you know, working man, blue collar screen printing work in Spokane, Washington. And ever since I've known him, he's like, I'm not automating. There's no way. You know, I don't have the run size. I can, you know, my customer base doesn't really need it. I like the quality of, you know, the control over a manual press. And with the wage increase that we passed in Washington this year, and with kind of getting around a trade show, he came down to the MBM show in Portland and was around a lot of customers that have kind of made the transition from manual to automatic, and then also took a business class, and we really talked about in depth, you know, both profitability of a screen printing shop, but also kind of honing in your niche. Within a week of that show, he completely changed, and it wasn't just the trade show, it was also kind of the wage change here in Washington. He completely changed his outlook on automation, and he decided to automate next year because he can decrease his overhead by automating, increase his quality, and increase what he can do to the market so he can service his customers better by keeping a small overhead with one small automatic press versus, you know, having two manual presses. So it's, I think it's really smart for small shops to look at automation, even if your numbers don't look at it, because your overhead, as long as you're hiring people to do it, you can hire people to do it more effectively. They can have a better quality job as well. So it's, so that's one thing I would really look at. And there are amazing, you know, there's a lot of machinery out there that you could get to complement that. The one thing I would, and this is not a, a diss on any of the other manufacturers, but there's three ways to automate. You can automate with used equipment, you can automate with cheap entry-level equipment, or you can automate with high-end, more advanced equipment. If you go any of the first two routes, it doesn't give you that much of a pickup. You end up going faster, but you end up making more mistakes, and you end up working harder to get there. So it saves you money in the entry level because you're not spending as much, but really you're not seeing that 4 to 5x return. You might be seeing a 2x return, maybe a 3x return. Whereas if you spend a little bit more money per month, and I'm talking about the difference of an $800 payment versus a $1,200 payment, so it's like maybe $400 a month, and you get high-end equipment, you're seeing that 4 to 5x. So you're doubling your return on investment. You're doubling your quality. You're reducing your mistakes. So that's one area I would caution as you're looking at, or if you're thinking about automation. You can say, oh, I can get a used automatic press for $8,000. I've seen so many used automatic presses for $8,000 that don't run, and they're still using their manual press. And that's an $8,000 boat anchor, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know that when we got the first rock, we tripled our gross sales that year purely because we could just take jobs. We weren't making people miserable and telling them we'd be late.
I think that's how we met, Cole. Is you were looking at used equipment on Instagram, and that's how, I think that's how we connected with you. Like, and you decided, why did you decide to go new, you know, high end, you know, efficient equipment versus going to the used market?
Well, I used to manage another shop called Quickdraw over on the west side of LA, and they had an M&R gauntlet too, and I hated it. And it's not necessarily that M&Rs when they're new are bad, but that machine was like 16 years old and constantly breaking down, like you said, and the owner felt like he was too invested in that machine to replace it. But we could lose 3 hours of production, or sometimes an entire day of production, depending on what was broken. And I was really afraid of doing that when I already had so much at risk with the new company. I knew I couldn't just pay people to stand around for a broken machine.
So one area that kind of speaks to what you were just saying, Cole, about hiring people to stand around and do nothing, I see shops make an investment in automation, whether they're renting, leasing, or buying automatic equipment, and then hiring additional staff above and beyond their current staff to run it before that business comes in. It's great to hire people to do it once you know how to use that equipment and once the business is solidly in, but if you're just getting into the automatic press, make sure you know how to use it really good and you see the efficiencies of it before you go to hire more people to run it, because that way you're only increasing one expense, not two expenses.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. When we got our auto, I think I had one employee and a wife. So you got to kind of expand slow before you overload your payroll.
Yeah, absolutely.
So earlier you mentioned education. Before you go, what additional resources are available to printers who are looking to ensure their success?
So one of the things that we're really trying to do, there's a great knowledge base of screen printing education out there. You can always learn more, and there's always companies and manufacturers that are really investing a lot of how do you screen print better? How do you ink mix color better? You know, how do you register better? How do you adjust your squeegee pressure to get the optimal, you know, brightness of a white underbase? So there's great information on that. Where I'd like to see, you know, the industry focus on more is in specifically two areas. One is, how do you run your screen printing business better? And how do you make it more effective? How do you market better? How do you, you know, be, how do you service your customer better? How do you sell better? How do you make, you know, better profits, smarter profits? And then how do we operate more efficiently, not only for our bottom line, but for the environment around us? Because screen printing as a whole is a pretty wasteful industry, from how garments are made to what we throw down the drain after the screen's done. So I think more education in those areas can both enlighten and enhance the effectiveness of screen printing shops throughout the country.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Ryan. And to everyone listening, that is the end of our episode. I hope you got a lot out of this. Have a wonderful week. Bye.